With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is not ruling out packing the Supreme Court. He is promising to address the question more fully after the pre-election Senate vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett. When it comes to expanding the court, Biden says,
"Well, I'm not a fan. I didn't say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled, But there's a number of things that are going to be coming up, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about other alternatives as well."
Biden during a televised town hall on ABC, President Trump appearing on NBC last night, asked yet again about accepting the outcome of the election, come what may.
"They talk about the peaceful transfer, right? They spied on my campaign and they got caught, and they spied heavily on my campaign, and they tried to take down a duly elected sitting president. And then they talk about, will you accept a peaceful transfer? And the answer is, yes, I will. But I want it to be an honest election, and so does everybody else."
During a campaign stop in Miami, Vice President Pence reminding Cuban Americans of the Trump administration's move away from Obama policies, easing up on the Castro dictatorship.
"Under this president's leadership, we've reversed the failed policies of the last administration. We've imposed sanctions. We've stood with political prisoners and stood for the human rights of the Cuban people."
Pence saying that sanctions will stay in place against Cuba until all political prisoners are freed, freedoms of assembly and expression are respected, and free and fair elections take place on the island. Also at SRNnews.com, with Democrats having failed to derail the proceedings until after the election, plans for a vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett remain on track. Wall Street stock futures higher. Dow futures up 65 points. NASDAQ futures 6 points higher. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. One specific class at one particular school in Jacksonville has had to transition to online learning due to a virus outbreak. The principal of J. Allen Axon Elementary says it was a first through third grade class, and everyone whom it could have affected has been notified. To date, there have been over 32,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Duval County, including 500 deaths. Three men have been charged with three separate murders. News for Jax reports that Marcus Fishburne allegedly killed the woman in Jacksonville. Paul Dixon, a convicted murderer, allegedly killed his cellmate in the Duval County Jail. And Dustine Westfall allegedly hired a man to kill someone in Jacksonville. A Jacksonville police officer has been arrested and fired. Yesterday, Under Sheriff Pat Ivey said that Jonathan Hunt, who had been with the force since the fall of last year, was let go after being charged with domestic battery. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's still looking like a pretty good morning out on the roads, but there is a bit of slow traffic on 95 headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Florida Division of Elections says Democrats have a 1 million vote advantage in mail-in ballots returned over Republicans. With school returning to normal schedule following the COVID-19 outbreak, some parents are fighting back against mask mandates and other coronavirus regulations being imposed by the state. And a new Florida Mason-Dixon poll shows Joe Biden with just a slim lead over President Trump in Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Analysts say President Trump's numbers could be stronger than they look.
Something interesting here, two numbers that normally line up, we're used to seeing line up in presidential elections, that aren't lining up this year. It's the president's approval rating. You can see here, this is nationally, if you average the polls together, his approval rating is basically at 45% on average. People who say they approve of the job he's doing, and yet, when you match him up against Joe Biden in a head-to-head race, look at that. He's running at just under 42%. So you can see there's a 3% drop-off there between people who say they approve of the job the president's doing versus those who say they're willing to reelect him. And this extends to some battleground states. There's a lot of different theories for what might be going on here. But from the Trump campaign standpoint, this is one of the reasons they think they still have a shot. They think there's a small group of voters out there who do like the job the president's doing.
That's NBC's national correspondent, Steve Kornacki. Good morning. 5 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. The three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio right here on WBOB. Any part of the morning show that you've missed, go to the website, WBOB.com. You can catch it there. We'll get the podcast lined up for you after the morning show. Go to the website at WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Some of the polls out there, and there's a lot of interesting polls out there that some on the left and some on the right will approve of. Here's a big nationwide poll. The president is now only down by 11 points compared to 14 from a recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll out there. But as you just heard the clip from Steve Kornacki from NBC News, well, wait a second, Ed. If the president is down 51-43, but his approval rating is around 44-45%, how does that make sense? That's a great question.
It doesn't. That's the thing. Or maybe they're being dishonest with the pollsters on the question on who you plan on electing on election day. And another thing, too, Democrats are sending their ballots in large numbers mail.
Correct.
If they accidentally tear the perforated part, or maybe it gets ripped on the way to the elections office by the postal worker, or maybe their signature doesn't match, this could be a major, major close call on election night or shortly thereafter.
Can I take that ballot in for you? Oh yeah, I'm a Bernie guy.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking with you. It's not going to happen. But anyway, having a little bit of fun here. For some of you that do not buy into the polls, okay, but the same poll that shows Trump by 11 points also gives, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans and Trump a 13-point advantage on the economy. Who's going to do it better? Now, I would buy into that. Would you not?
Yeah.
Oh, but the polls nationwide are down. So is it safer to sit back and say, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I believe Trump and the Republicans would do a better job on the economy? I'm just saying some of you would say that wouldn't make sense either, right, Roger? I'm going to keep quiet about Trump, but I'm going to be vocal about Trump and the Republicans on the economy.
We very well could end up seeing a repeat of 2016 where a lot of people on the left are shocked on election night.
That's right. According to the Mason-Dixon polling, this is a good group that came out this morning. Joe Biden holds a very, very slim lead over President Trump, 48-45%, 1% favor another candidate, but 6% are undecided. Now, think about this. If the margin of error is within 2 to 3 points, okay, you could say it almost makes it a tie with Biden with a little bit of a lead.
Right.
But with 6% undecided, well, who could that go for? Here's the breakdown by the regions. Now, some of you, I agree with these numbers here. Okay. Trump is leading. Here we go. You guys ready? Trump is leading in North Florida, 58-37, 20 points. Southwest Florida, almost 20 points, 55-38. He has a slim lead in Central Florida, which has a very big mixture of Democrats as well. He leads 47-45. Biden narrowly leads among an area, which Tampa area, it's got a lot of Democrats, 47-44. But the biggest area, which I'm not shocked by, is, of course, South Florida, where Biden holds a 33% lead, 63-30, that over of President Trump.
11 million jobs in just the last 5 months. So I think Trump wants and Pence want to make that the key issue. Who do you trust more on the economy? And that's an issue right now. The polls also show Trump has a large lead. Even people who aren't going to vote for Trump agree that he's better on the economy.
That's Stephen Moore, economist. We just pointed out that the majority of even Democrats say that they favor Biden, believe that the credit and the credibility factor holds with the Republicans when it comes to the issue of the economy. According to state election numbers as of this past week, Democrats have a 1 million advantage vote in mail ballot returns. I want my Republican listeners to listen to this.
Because I'm telling you, I have not seen numbers this big since that of the days of the Messiah, Barack H. Obama. Remember, when I become president, the waters will secede. There will be no more global warming. And when Biden gets in, COVID-19 will go away. Nobody will have any more pre-existing conditions. No more BLM. Yeah, all that stuff. That's what's going to happen.
Can you imagine, though, the level of pandemonium if there are more spoiled ballots that could have tipped the scales one way, but they couldn't count them because the signatures didn't match, whatever it may be?
We have a huge conservative audience. We have a huge audience, and we're thankful to God for this. We also have a pretty good sizable liberal audience, because trust me, we get the calls, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with their philosophies that we give them. We're fair with them on the air.
But you're part of the family anyway.
What?
The liberals.
I'm part of the family.
Well, I was telling the liberals they're part of the family, too.
Okay. I thought you was like, puff, you know. Anyway, so how many of you on the Republican aisle believe that all of these numbers are... I'm being serious. I love to hear from you at 904-831-0600. Tell me why, and please, I'm all open for this. Tell me why you don't buy into the polls, number one. Number two, tell me why when Democrats, according to the Division of Election Numbers as of today, with Democrats are outpacing Republicans by a large margin and surge of vote-by-mail returns as of yesterday by a million votes, and so far with nearly 50% of the ballots returned so far, the Democrats are outpacing the Republicans, and Democrats have more than 400,000 more mail ballots sent and not yet returned than the Republicans. Why please, I'd love to hear from you at 831-0600. Make the case, and I love hearing it, because I'm telling you, I've not seen numbers like this since Barack Obama, which was a very significant win. It was a major blue wave. And it defeated the incumbent party, which was the Republicans, as far as the presidency. They still own the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, 2016 and 2018, Republicans outdid the Democrats when it comes to mail-in ballots. So I'd love to hear from you. 904-831-0600. Zero. Talk to me about the polls. By the way, how come you, if you have done your mail-in ballots before, are really you got early voting starts on Monday, by the way. I'm going to early vote. But how many of you on the conservative aisle, or even on the liberal aisle, how many are going to wait? Well, the Republicans are going to show up on the polling day. Are you willing to take that chance? I'm just asking. How many of y'all buy into that? 904-831-0600. There is a caveat to this story. Bill Robbins, one of my dear friends, is a news reporter for iHeartRadio in South Florida. Roger, he has told me that the difference could be made up because many of the South Florida counties, which, you know, literal, had their mail ballot absentee sent out a week before all the other, for example, Brevard County, others didn't get their mail out until a week later.
Okay.
So I will go along with that. But still, when there's a 2-to-1 major advantage, I'm just telling you, forget about voter registration, folks. I'm talking mail-in ballots.
What percentage of those mail-in ballots, and I know I'm harping on this maybe a little bit too much, are going to have to be thrown out because they were spoiled, the signature didn't match.
The lawsuits are going to kick up.
The envelope got torn or whatever it may be. I think the Democrats could shoot themselves in the foot by these mail-in ballots and the excessive numbers that we're seeing coming in.
Interesting. Let's take some calls. Always enjoy hearing from you. Always enjoy your... By the way, nobody cares about my views. The audience loves hearing you guys. 904-831-0600. By the way, the email address is ed@wbob.com. ed@wbob.com. Some of you, well, Ed, I can't believe you're... Folks, we report the news. That's all I'm saying. We report the news here. So let's go to line two. Let's start off with Butch. Hey, Butch, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you, sir.
I've got an opinion to voice, and then I've got a question.
Let's hear it.
Number one, I think polls are an absolute joke because they have just messed up the polls so much in the last 15 to 20 years that nobody pays attention to the pollsters and the people who really want to win. My question is, these mail-in ballots that are coming back in, how do they know they're Democrat votes? They know, I guess they know that they're Democrat ballots, but how do they know that they're Democrat votes?
You want to answer that one, Roger?
There could be a potload of Democrat ballots who've come in with Trump's name on them.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Answer that, Roger.
The answer to the question is they don't know, but in all likelihood...
What do you mean they don't know? The news media is reporting it. They do know because on the outside of your ballot, when you get it, it says D and R.
No, they know.
It's outside of the ballot. It says D and R. Nobody's supposed to be counting the ballots until election day. So consequently, there's no way they can know who they voted for inside that unless it's mail fraud.
No. It's on the assumption that Democrats are going to go party line. That's how they base it on.
They don't always go party line. The only ones that go party line are idiots.
Okay. All right. Well, the thing is Roger, they do know. They haven't counted them.
They know the party affiliation, but they don't know who they voted
That's
for.
That's my whole point. Right. That's why I said, wait, Roger, I'm going to let you answer this.
All right.
Because you cover this daily. What we both do. I'm saying, how do they know? And Butch, to your point, you're exactly right. No one knows who they voted for. What I'm saying is how do they know it was the Democrats or Republicans? What I'm saying is give them the answer. Not how they voted, but how does the supervisor of elections know?
Well, in all likelihood, they...
Not all likelihood.
Because of their party affiliation.
How do they know?
It's on the outside of the envelope.
It's on the outside of the envelope. That's my point. And by the way, that's what I'm getting
at. To be frank with you, and I have full respect in the supervisor of election, but I don't know if I can trust all the employees that are working there. If they see a big R on the outside of my envelope, I don't know whether or not, if there's an activist there, working in the office who may end up throwing it away. Because
that's quite possible.
They're afraid. That's why I like to vote in person. I like to vote early.
But let me ask you this.
I prefer not to vote by mail unless I absolutely
have to. I'm totally with you. But 904-831-0600. But here's my question. Well, Ed, how do we know all the Democrats going to vote for? Well, all I'm saying is that when you ask that, now you're going to get the same thing coming back going, well, how do you know all the Republicans going to vote for Trump? I mean, we keep hearing about these never-Trumpers out there. But I will admit, we know a lot of North Florida Democrats that are going to support Trump. Trust me. We've done the analysis. Go back to 2016. So there you go. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Woody. Hey, Woody, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, brother, what's going on?
I'm going to be one of the first three or four in line Tuesday morning to vote. I'm going to vote in person on the day of election. That's the way it was designed to be. That's where I'm going to be as an American. I love being American, and I love America.
Woody, I'm joining you, man. I'm going out Tuesday morning, too.
As far as the polls are concerned, you're telling me, or they're telling me, that Biden is going to win by a bigger margin than John F. Kennedy did, or Reagan did? I don't think so. Secondly, they only poll likely voters. I read someplace where the internal polling of the people who show up to Trump rallies, most of them have never voted before, so they're not considered likely voters.
Okay, who told you those numbers? It was the Trump crowd, right?
No, I was reading that, and I've read it on the Blaze, I think it was.
All right. Well, the Trump people are telling, and that may be true, but also, nobody said anything about record numbers from Kennedy and Reagan. By the way, there were no record numbers from Kennedy. The only record is how close it was. What I'm saying is we haven't seen numbers of this amount of surge coming in this quick until we saw the days of Obama, and you saw what happened in 2008. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe the good stuff for Trump. I don't believe the bad stuff for Trump. I don't believe a word of it. I think it's all meant to drive. I mean, look at the town hall last night. They attacked him relentlessly. It's just ridiculous.
I'm with you.
Which town hall? No, I'm being funny.
No,
they asked Biden what color, what is his favorite color? Come on.
You're right.
Hey, by the way, Woody, what color did he say, by the way?
I don't know.
He better say black.
Can you imagine if Trump? Yeah. Can you imagine if they asked of Trump and he didn't say black? Oh, he's a racist. Hey, Woody, good to talk to you. Well, Woody's Woody's consistent. He says even the ones that support Trump, I don't buy any of those either.
Kennedy, Nixon. There was talk that Nixon really won, but because of shenanigans going on,
Chicago, the dead people.
With all the dead people, he actually gracefully conceded when he probably.
Let's go to Rod. Hey, Rod. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Incidentally, that earlier speaker, when he was mentioning the DNR on the mail-in ballots, in medical territory, DNR means do not resuscitate. So take that.
That's funny.
Whatever you want. But at any rate, I don't know if you guys saw last night Tucker Carlson played one of Kanye West's ads, and it emphasized something that I think isn't being emphasized, mainly, and should be, and mainly our faith. And one of the things that really missed me, I'm a Republican, but it missed me about everybody, is that prosperity should not be our goal. It's a side effect of our freedom and our acting as God guides us. And I think that's very important. It has not been mentioned by just about anyone.
All right. In English, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that prosperity is the side effect of our freedom. It's not our goal. Our goal should be fulfilling our obligations to each other through God.
Well, why can't I do
and
both?
That's what I'm saying. Excuse me?
Why can't I do both?
Well, yeah, we can, I suppose.
Right.
But it's just not being emphasized. And Kanye West's ad hits the nail on the head.
All right, Kanye. No church in the wild. I mean, Kanye's all over the map, dude.
Is he going to be in the ballot in Florida?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I understand where you're coming from, Rod. Most people don't care about the faith and religious aspects of it. I love talking about it. I'm fascinated when Democrats always misuse scripture. And by the way, Republicans do it. It's not as bad as the Dems, but I'm fascinated by it, you know? But, I mean, what's wrong with making a buck, man? Remember, money answereth all things. Does it not say that?
Yeah,
it does. But then there's a catch to it. Yeah, but I'm messing with you. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Morning. How are y'all?
Hey, good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, 2 points. One on the previous caller. I think what he was meaning was, without freedom, you're not going to have prosperity. And the second point is that I think traditionally, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think traditionally, Republicans have more of a tendency to vote at the polls than they do on the mail-in ballots, don't they?
What's that again?
Republicans have more of a tendency to go to the poll and vote by mail-in ballots. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
historically, no, but this year, yes.
Well, we don't know that yet, but I mean, if you look at 2016 and 2018, the same amount of ballots returned, the Republicans had a little bit, maybe a few hundred thousand of advantage of returns than the Democrats. So we don't know. I mean, I'm asking if this has been the norm for the last two election cycles and the Democrats are outpacing them. Holy moly, what is going on here? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm thinking also that because of, you know, the political whatever surrounding the post office and everything else, that a lot of people, probably both sides of the aisle, but more like Republicans, are going to actually go to the ballot and vote in person because they don't trust what's been going on.
But they trusted them. I mean, listen, we had a I got to get going, man. I am way over in a break. 60%. 55%+ in the Ted Yoho district, Republicans only, did not vote by early voting. They did not vote in the polls. They did it by absentee. So now they're going to change it because it's a general election? I'm just saying, folks, based on what we've seen, I can't base it on some fairyland tale. I understand where you're coming from. But, all right, I can take a quick break. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
All lanes are blocked and traffic is totally stopped on 103rd Street headed east right at Ricker Road due to a previous accident. But to try and avoid it, take Normandy. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people plan ahead with affordable options and quality products. Often, people are caught by surprise and in the midst of their grief end up paying much more for the exact same casket. We offer cemetery headstones, bronze markers, caskets, urns, and more at 40 to 70% off standard funeral prices. Please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Mike Lester with the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. The number one question I get these days is what will happen to my portfolio after the upcoming election? That's a legitimate concern. Don't wait to see what happens to your portfolio on the morning of November 4th. Make sure you have a plan. In my opinion, you'll need two plans. For a complimentary analysis and a plan to election-proof your portfolio, visit us at planbiden.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Man, we went way over on a break to take your calls, plus we're going to be taking more calls at 904-831-0600. At least we get some people out there go, I don't bind any of the polls out there, Ed. I do bind some of the polls. We'll talk more about this right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I love Paul's command to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:17. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to be their hope in wealth, which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Boy, if we haven't learned anything over recent years, it is the uncertainty of wealth. But we can be certain of what the wealth or provision can do in the proclamation of the certainty of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Let me see. So Kanye's not going to be on the, he's not going to be on the ballot, huh?
Not in Florida.
Right,
some states, yeah, he didn't get the number of signatures needed to be in Florida.
They didn't get the number of signatures.
You can write him in, though, if you want to do that.
Well, man, if he would have made some of the people a gold digger, he might have been able to get some of his money out. All right. 904. Oh, my word. 904-831-0600. 604-831-0600. Email address at WBOB.com. Got some good podcast lined up for you today and for the weekend. And early voting starts on Monday. We've got a lot more of this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is not ruling out packing the Supreme Court. He says he's no fan of the practice, though. He's promising to address the question more fully after the pre-election Senate vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the Supreme Court nominee. Biden appeared during a televised town hall on ABC last night. President Trump, appearing simultaneously on NBC, says he will accept the outcome of the election, although he says he is concerned that it be a fair election. With Democrats having failed to derail the proceedings until after the election, plans for a vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett remain on track. The Senate Judiciary Committee setting an October 22nd date for a vote on sending the nomination to the full Senate. Wall Street, Dow futures up 54 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A major source of dozens of COVID-19 cases that caused an area school to close was a party attended by its students. Yesterday, Duval School Superintendent Diana Green said the party most likely happened last weekend. On Wednesday, the principal of Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach said the school will be holding classes exclusively online through at least this coming Monday. There will also be no sports nor any other activities while the school is closed. One specific class at one particular school in Jacksonville has had to transition to online learning due to a virus outbreak. The principal of J. Allen Axon Elementary says it was a first through third grade class, and everyone whom it could have affected has been notified. To date, there have been over 32,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Duval County, including 500 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been nearly 745,000 cases to date. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
All lanes are blocked and traffic is totally stopped on 103rd Street headed east, right at Ricker Road, due to a previous accident. But to try and avoid it, take Normandy. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new Florida Mason-Dixon poll shows Joe Biden with just a slim lead over President Trump here in Florida. A CDC study found that 71% of people who caught the coronavirus said they wore a mask. And market analysts say a blue wave election would not be beneficial to the retail industry.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
A lot of emails coming in, Raj. Well, how do you explain that Biden's got no one showing up at his rallies? Hey, Hillary Clinton didn't have anybody showing up either yet. She won the nationwide popular vote.
By and large, Democrats are probably a little bit more apprehensive about getting out in public because of coronavirus than Republicans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That would explain that.
So yeah, that's a great point. All I'm asking you folks, I put the facts where they are. If more Democrats are pumped up as of right now with a huge advantage over the Republicans, and you got a large number of NPAs, the record amount of those coming out there, new voter registrations, and you mean to tell me that what? We haven't seen numbers like this since Obama? And I remember many of you, oh, there's no way they're going to elect a Muslim. He wasn't a Muslim, by the way, but there's no way. Remember that? Remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
And he got elected. I'm just telling you, based on numbers is how we are reading
middle
things.
Name Hussein, just like Saddam.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, folks. It didn't even stop him. You want to take a quick call?
Yes, do it.
Let's go to Larry. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed and Roger. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Great, man.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Friday, man. It's Friday. Great day to be Friday.
That's right. What are you doing today for Friday? You working?
Yeah.
Then it can't be that great. Right.
Hey, but I'm off tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, that's true. Good point.
All right, about your polls. Just don't believe the polls, man. We haven't seen this story before, so I understand what you guys are saying about the Democrats out in the polls, the ballots in 2-1 over the Republicans, but I just don't believe the polls anymore. And I have no faith in none of them, good or bad. For either Trump, bad, good, bad, none of them. Just don't believe in them anymore.
Nah. The polls are the polls. I mean, when you, like I said, Larry, when you look at the breakdowns like the economy, I mean, even the Democrats favor the Republicans over the Democrats on that. So that is kind of interesting. But forget about the polls. When you've got a number of absentee ballots coming in record numbers we haven't seen for years, I'm just saying that should be red alert. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you saying that, but again, you got to understand who you're getting that information from. You're getting it from the media.
Well, I got that from the supervisor for elections, but, you know. So
again, what that mean?
I mean, if it's a Republican, then probably Democrats are right on it. Hey, Larry, I appreciate the call. I'm with you. I mean, I think some of the polls are not totally accurate. But all I'm saying is that I question everything. Well, I don't buy any of these polls on against Trump. Well, they say that he's way better by 13 points over Biden on the economy. Well, that part I do believe.
Because of the Bradley effect, as it is called, and I won't get into why, I would give Trump an extra 3 to 5 points in whatever poll that comes out on average.
I think you could be correct on that. Let's go to Mark. What's going on, Mark?
Actually, you should give him more than that. The last, in 2016, he outperformed the Real Clear Politics average in battleground states by over 4%. Now, it depends on which polls you're talking about. If you're talking about Trafalgar, who's the only one that predicted DeSantis' win, they have Trump up by 3. Have you ever heard of the Democracy Institute poll? Look at that poll. They have Trump up by 2. And they explained about the shy Trump voter and how these other polls are over-polling Democrats by 6 to 10%. Okay? Ed, you kept saying how DeSantis was going to lose. He's getting killed in the polls. He's getting killed in the polls.
I never said that.
Ed said that.
I said the Democrats were going to win. You guys on the Trump side didn't think that they were going to lose in the Republicans were going to lose in 2018.
No. You said
DeSantis
going to get trounced.
We got the clips.
You
did. No, well, prove it. You said in 2018. Well, I heard you said. There was no way. We said there's no way that Gillum, the polls are wrong on Gillum. But by the way, the same polls were also right on Ashley Moody. The same polls were also right on Jimmy Patronis. Right?
I was surprised that Gillum didn't win. I'll be frank with you. I thought the polls were right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the polls were wrong.
So we got fake news from this guy, Mark. Fake news. You sit back and go, well, and he's right about the Telford group. I'm with you. But why is it, this is what I keep questioning, folks. Why is it that if for all my Trump listeners who I love to death, I don't buy into the polls. That's great. But when the polls show him winning by 13 points, Raj, on the economy, then we believe that poll. Well, then you need to disregard all the polls, and that's all I'm asking. That's all I'm saying. All right. Let's break it up here a little bit. You ready? Eric Eichenberg, our man. Eric, you always get thrown into the mix, man. I love you to death. Eric Eichenberg, who's got a great dictionary out there. He is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation, the website evergladesfoundation.org. You know, let me ask this. When you talk to voters, and I know that up here, in Central Florida, North Florida, it could be about the St. John's. It could be a lot of things. They don't think that things are good, water quality. They don't think there's enough done on the septic tanks. I mean, that's always an interesting issue out there. They don't like their taxes being raised. But does anybody talk about issues that are really pertaining, for example, Wilton Simpson, the Senate president, Chris Sprouse, the next House leadership, was talking about, hey, we don't want to look like Houston. We don't want to look like New Orleans. We got to do something about the flooding area. To me, this is an issue, but no one ever seems to talk about this, Eric, except you.
Well, I Chris Sprawls, you mentioned Chris, the incoming Speaker of the House. He's been leading on this topic. He's been talking about concerns with climate change. He's been raising the concerns of flooding in the streets of municipalities across Florida. This guy's serious about it. And what we will wait to see when he takes over in the House is what type of proposals is he going to push for. I'm very heartened with the way Chris Sprawls is approaching this from his perspective. But listen, I'll tell you what voters are saying in a particular region right now. Voters on the East Coast from Martin County up to Vero Beach down to Jupiter over in Fort Myers, what they're talking about is, once again, we have discharges from Lake Okeechobee. Polluted water is being dumped on these people, regardless of the timing. Sure, we're in a heightened season right now, but this was avoidable. What they did with the decision that the Army Corps of Engineers has done here was avoidable, and that's what people are talking about.
I had one of my news reporters, you're going to like this one, one of my news buddies was at a city council. I guess they had a town hall meeting the night before, a couple of individuals running for mayor. Okay, no one's fallen in these races, but it was like, I think it was around Vero Beach, as you mentioned. And, you know, they were talking about, I think one had to do with a county commission race. And it really didn't have much to do with COVID. More people, the issue about, hey, why am I being charged so money for a septic tank? And why hasn't the city taken care of this? And when it comes to my flooding area, and why is it of the last hurricane, there was more water? I mean, it was more about that type of an issue, which you cover. And when they said that nobody wanted to talk about Trump, no defunding the police, it was more like, OMG, everything is so backed up these days.
Yeah. Well, good for that community, because there's other communities around the state that are failing to address these issues. And these are the ticking time bombs, quite frankly. And when we look to come out of this COVID issue economically, you're going to have an environment and a natural resource industry. Now, our natural resources are going to have to lead the way on it. And if you have communities, whether it's up in Indian River Lagoon, up in Duval County, or down here in Miami-Dade, if you have algae blooms forming in beautiful waterways and bays and estuaries because of septic tanks, not because of fertilizer runoff, but because we have too many septic tanks near our coasts, then when are the elected leaders, especially of the Florida legislature, going to step up and say, let's solve the problem? We keep talking about it. I woke up this morning getting ready for this phone call, and I love the movie Groundhog Day. I feel like Bill Murray stepping in the puddle. Crossing the street and stepping in the puddle. We continue to step in the same puddle. The puddle's toxic. The puddle's polluted. Let's fill it. Let's fill the puddle. Let's fill the pothole, and let's fix the issues that we're dealing with.
Is there anything that the CARES Act, so many stimulus proposals out there, we don't hear a lot. We hear everything, well, let's fund the arts. Okay, whatever. But having said that, has there been anything, some listeners are asking, that when it comes to Florida, water quality, the environment, what's going on with our parks, I mean, is there anything there, or what legislation has at least something gotten done in the age of COVID?
Well, the COVID response, the CARE Act, was dealing directly with the pandemic and dealing with the economic loss during that pandemic. But I'll tell you, you know, they moved quickly, although there's some trouble now with a second bill. They moved quickly to pass that first CARES Act, $1 trillion, whatever the number was. We've been waiting for 4 years, potentially even longer. It was even during the Obama administration, for an infrastructure package. We have aging roads. We have aging airports and seaports. You have countries around the world that are improving their infrastructure to deal with international and global trade. We have to have both parties, when the dust settles, come together and say, let's invest in infrastructure. And make no mistake about it, including an infrastructure is water infrastructure. We have a tremendous amount of needs, whether it's septic to sewer, whether it's Everglades restoration, shovel-ready jobs that are sitting here in Florida that need to be funded. Congress and the White House need to step up and pass. Let's pass an infrastructure package.
Eric Eichenberg, CEO of the Everglades Foundation, website evergladesfoundation.org. When you talk about whether it's in certain areas throughout the state, especially down, you're in South Florida, when they talk about Lake Okeechobee water discharge, some people that are up north are like, what is that? What is he talking about? Explain what a water discharge is for the audience.
So when Lake Okeechobee rises, and today it's roughly about 16 feet, when water levels go up to 16, 16 and a half feet, the Army Corps of Engineers sitting in Jacksonville, downtown Jacksonville, they get very concerned about the safety of the dike, the dike that's around Lake Okeechobee. And that dike's been there a long time by the name of it. It's named after Herbert Hoover, the former president. So when that dike, when the water levels get high, they're concerned about safety. So the only option today, which has been in the place now for decades, is to dump the water, get the water off so the pressure on the dike is alleviated. They lift gates on the East Coast, Stewart, Jupiter, the Indian River Lagoon, that's the St. Lucie Estuary. Then you go to the west, the Caloosahatchee, Sanibel, Captiva, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. They get billions of gallons of polluted water from Lake Okeechobee dumped on them. And the issue here that happened yesterday is that decision is avoidable. And how is it avoidable? By sending water during the winter months to the Everglades and the Florida Keys. You have to flow water to the south. You got to get it down to the Florida Keys. And the Army Corps failed to do that during last year's winter months, to the point now we're having discharges. So this is avoidable. We have infrastructure projects south of the lake that's going to be a relief valve from this problem. But any listeners up in Duval County and in St. John's County that are hearing this, when you have these discharges, they affect the economy. It impacts all of us in Florida. This South Florida needs the water. The whole idea here is to restore the Everglades and send that water south.
You know, you keep talking about the Army Corps of Engineers. Do they not, I mean, you guys have been pointing this out year after year. How do they keep messing up?
Oh, God bless them.
yeah.
The military leaders are, These men and women are direct. They understand exactly how to take on a mission. You have a civilian bureaucracy that love to wait you out. They sit there in Jacksonville. They sit there in Atlanta. They're up in Washington. And if they don't like what you're pursuing, they'll slow it down. And Governor DeSantis even talks about foot dragging. And so that's what you do. You have to. It's the old game, Ed, whack-a-mole. You have to keep whacking at it. And the pressure, the congressional delegation in Florida is united behind this, but we have to get the Army Corps off the dime. They need to be focused on the issues that are important to Florida, and it's simple. This is simple. The money's flowing. The money's coming to it. Now they have to build the projects. Build it.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's this whole thing. So I'm going to after the election, there are going to be, like, real quick, there will be what is called, as you know, committee meetings in Tallahassee. Is it more just a ceremonial thing or are you guys going to have to wait till after the first of the year before people start refocusing on some of these issues again?
It's normally ceremonial, but because of the COVID impact, maybe there's some budget questions that are going to have to be answered. That session that you referenced is going to have some tangible issues being addressed. So that's going to start. And then the committee meetings, January, February, session starts in March. But, again, we have to get out of this season we're in, let the political dust settle. And once we know where the chips fall, we have to start tackling these issues. The foundation looks forward to working with whoever comes out of November to carry forth and do best here for our environment and economy.
All right, the website, EvergladesFoundation.org. Eric Eichenberg is the CEO. I know we'll be talking to you next week, man. Have a good weekend. All right, brother.
Take care.
More coming up next. Right here. Roger, by the way, some people are agreeing with you. Hey, Roger made a good point. The virus, that's probably why they're all doing mail-in ballots.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the people of Trump, they're fearless. You know, they'll come out without a mask, you know, and go to the rally with Trump people. I mean, yeah. Biden people. Nah, let me stay home.
748 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of our usual slow traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87, mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise, that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years of serving their community, they must be doing something right. That something is good old-fashioned customer service. Boger Shoes has filled the footwear needs of thousands of customers in Northeast Florida for over six decades. Whether your shoe needs are running, walking, dress, casual, orthopedic, or diabetic, Boger Shoes has what you need. And for the month of October, Boger Shoes would like to recognize the professionals that literally make their living on their feet. So if you are a UPS employee, Amazon delivery person, FedEx worker, U.S. postal worker, or someone that works in our area hospitals, Boger Shoes will give you a 20% discount on your footwear purchases. Some restrictions apply. Boger's carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, Dansko, New Balance, Aerovon, Vionic, and many more. Also, Boger's employees will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with this community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
First Coast Friends of the NRA holds a special fundraising banquet Saturday, October 17th at the Ramallah American Club on Parental Home Road. Support the Second Amendment and enjoy an evening of food, fun, fellowship, and firearms. Plenty of great items to win, including a Henry 4570 rifle with an NRA seal. Reserve a single ticket or a whole table. For information and to reserve your seat, visit fcfnra.org. Come support the First Coast Friends of the NRA, October 17th, online at fcfnra.org.
For the first time in American history, the CIA, the FBI, and the National Security Agency was used to politically target a presidential candidate and then the president himself. Tomorrow on America First with me, Dr. G, we'll talk to Amanda Milius, the director and producer of the new film, The Plot Against the President, and Matt Boyle of Breitbart.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With schools returning to normal schedules following the COVID-19 outbreak, some parents are fighting back against mask mandates and other coronavirus regulations being imposed by the state. A new Florida Mason-Dixon poll shows Joe Biden with just a slim lead over President Trump here in Florida. And a CDC study found that 71% of people who caught the coronavirus said they wore a mask.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 52 minutes. Would you tell her, like, when I get done? My word, man. I'll be out there in just a quick second. Anyway, Ed Dean, right, we got some guests lined up for you. So here's the thing. All you've been emailing me. Oh, Ed, they're oversampling Democrats. Folks, we don't. Some of you have got to stop listening to one side and one side. I agree with that.
There's a reason they do it. And the reason's why, A, there are more Democrats. That's why they do it. And then secondly, Democrats historically may have voted in larger numbers before.
Let me point this out to some of you that do not follow this. The Mason-Dixon poll, as of this morning, 6% undecided. Biden leads Trump 48-45. They polled 42% Democrats, 42% Republicans, and 16% Independents. There is another party out there for some of my Republican friends that are not Democrats. They're called NPAs. Some of them are Libertarian that think Trump's maybe too liberal on spending. Some of them may be NPAs and Green Party that think that the Dems are too moderate. They exist. Big margin? Not saying it is at all. But when you got 16%, in that 16%, you're going to find some of those that like Trump and some of those that like Biden. This is not Republicans versus Democrats. Well, Ed, I don't buy into the polls. Well, hey, I'm with you. There's a lot of things that have been much stranger than what we saw in 2016. But we're also in a different area. We didn't have a pandemic. You didn't have a deep, wide recession of something worse than that of the Great Recession. The same poll numbers also by that of the Democrats also show that they favor Trump over Biden on the economy. Do you agree? Do you disagree with that poll? Do you just? That's all I'm asking. So I've always sat back and said, look at the internals of some of these polls out there as well. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I wanted to back up and support what Roger's saying, and then I had a question for you. I hope you can answer it at some point. Roger, I agree. Just like the Democrats really wanted and put out there that they wanted all the Democrats to vote early by mail, I, as a Republican, am following what the Republicans have suggested, and I'm going to vote in person early. So I think, yes, there's a contrast, but I think there's a good reason why there's a contrast. Then, going to my question, could you lay out exactly when all these votes are going to be counted? My early vote, does it get counted the day everybody votes that evening? And then when do the mail-in ballots get
counted? Great question. So the absentee ballots get counted last. That's what we're told.
Right. And depending on the turnout and the in-person and the early voting, that would determine when the absentee ballots get,
so I think
when they get to it, basically.
They're going
to
be counted that day, just to make sure that you didn't do any funny mechanisms by going to early voting and then trying to vote on the day of and then trying to mess around with voting by absentees and what they call as a provisional ballot. That is a great, great question. So I got to take a quick break. More on the other side. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Old St. Augustine Road headed south, right between Losco Road and 295. Add an extra 2 minutes, and there's no way that we can see it all. So if there's anything that you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Morgan Stanley saw profits rise 25% in the third quarter. Hawaii reopens for tourism. New Jersey shatters its sports betting record. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Banking giant Morgan Stanley's quarterly profits up 25% in the period July to September. That translated to $2.7 billion of profits, higher than during the same period a year ago. It joins other big banks in recording impressive quarterly profits. Shut down weary businesses in Hawaii, rejoicing at the relaxing of regulations, including quarantines, that caused tourism to tank. Hawaii's economy has been built primarily on tourism, so the reopening, good news for business. New Jersey's September sports betting operation smashing its own record by taking in more than $748 million from gamblers wagering on football during the China virus outbreak. The new record sailed past New Jersey's $668 million wagering records at the previous month. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. promo code WBOB.
All right, man. Some of you are emailing me wanting to crucify. Guys, I have not said that Joe Biden's going to win. I have not said, we've joked around and said that if Biden wins, everything will go away as a joke.
I think it's likely he's going to. But
if you looked at the numbers now, yeah, he would, based on the amount of returns from the Democrats versus the Republicans. And yes, Trump can still win Florida and still lose the election, folks. I'm just telling you. I hope all of my conservative, what I'm imploring you is to get out and vote. And vote often. All right, coming up next, more on right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.